But there's a difference between this Bible being gripped by my hands and prisoner of the purposes I'm using it for and my hands themselves. I mean, I don't even think about them as prisoners. They're me. And that's the difference in this fourth chapter. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord again. King James uses the same preposition, of. Read the third chapter, first verse. These little things are important. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. That's a proper translation. He is a prisoner, ku, Christu Jesus, of Christ Jesus. He's like this Bible in my hand. He has this assignment right now in this temporary calling and is amazed that he can be a prisoner of Christ for the Gentiles. That's all ethnic groups other than the Jew. To give them the wonderful story, message, that they too, in every ethnic group, were chosen before the worlds were formed to be adopted into the family of God. To be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, King James reads the same in the fourth chapter. Therefore, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord. But the Greek's different. Ego, I, o, or ego, ho. Desmios, same word. Desmios is the word used in both cases. Paulos is chapter 3. Hodesmios, tu, Christu Jesus. Of the Lord for you Gentiles. Now this fourth chapter, I therefore the prisoner, Hodesmios, in Curio, in the Lord. This hand is a prisoner in me. It moves with me. This book is a prisoner of me. Close, but different. In his assignment, he's a prisoner of the Lord for the Gentiles. In his relationship, he's a prisoner in the Lord. And I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy. And there they go again. Same problem as 1 Corinthians 11. You can't walk worthy. I'm sorry. Any more than you can be worthy in your walk to take communion. Go check any commentary you want. The word is axios with the long O. They'll sing in the book of Revelation, worthy is the Lamb, axion, axios with the short O. And they're using it as the adjective. And it's proper. This is the adverb. Wesley J. Pershbacher. With a name like that, you got to be right. Refresh your Greek, it says. I got my foot with the Greek itself, with a lot of footnotes. Ephesians 4. Hodesmios in curio. Axios. I wish I had a little camera over here. Come over here real quick. You know, I guess I'm tired of doing this for the people that have been taught all the traditions and aren't willing to take my word for it. I'll let you look at the footnotes. Can you get in here close? Axios. With the long O, which is shaped like this. There's a footnote there, see? Go down to the footnote. Axios. Adverb of manner. Worthily. Same as 1 Corinthians 11, isn't it? Talking about a manner of walking rather than a existential state of being. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, here comes the station. You want me to continue? I think I'm going to have a little fun with you tonight. Show those of you that are interested and that are watching on television the way a lexicon works. 2,000 years of scholarship. Well, that's not quite true. Since the Reformation, primarily, the breakdown of the Arab Empire and the movement of scholars westward, which set the stage for a restoration of original Old and New Testament languages, being restored to the Western mind or brought to the Western mind. The words and their usage in the New Testament have received a great deal of concentrated study. So there are just an awful lot of language helps to guide you. I was talking in the previous half hour about Matthew. Many are called. Let me see if the camera can pick up close enough. Let's go to this other larger print. Got books all over my desk. I'm going to have a major avalanche here in a minute. My desk being my lap. Let's look at Matthew 22:14. Go on your King James. Well, many are called, few are chosen. The word called, kletoi. Well, also has got a footnote. Kletoi, the nominative plural, masculine adjective, kletos, klete, kleton, called or invited. And also check it in a lexicon. This ought to be real fascinating to people about 10 o'clock on Sunday night or midnight in New York. That'd be better. It'd be 1 o'clock in the morning, right? Let's check Kletoi in the Analytical Greek Lexicon by Moulton. This fun? Kletoi. Because these words are so close. Oh, here we are. Kletoi. Can you see that on your screen yet? Can you see it? Let's turn it up until you can get the right angle. Of course, you can read the Greek. That's K-L, the long E-T-O-I. Omni, plural, masculine. Kletos. Well, we got to go to Kletos then, let's see where it's derived, if you don't know it already in your conjugations and declensions. So you go down here to Kletos. Kletos, klete, kleton, or kletoi, which we've already seen. It's a form of kaleo. Oh, well, that gives us the key that we have to go find kaleo. Okay. Let's go find kaleo. There it is. That's the verb form that the word is derived from, which means to call or to call to or to call into one's presence or send for a person or to summon or to invite or call to the performance of a certain thing or to call to a participation, to call to an officer dignity, to name or style or an invitation. Now that, all that lets us know that when it says many are called, it's based on the verb kaleo. But few are chosen. It's so close. Eklektoi. You see that? Can you see it on the screen? Get on in there. There, you're getting closer. Eklektoi, you see it? E-K-L-E-K-T-O-I. This guy put note two. Eklektoi, nominee, plural, masculine, adjective of eklektos, or eklekte, or eklekton, chosen. Well, let's go find that, eklekton. Am I boring you?
No, sir.
Let's go to the... Here we are. Eklektoi in the lexicon. Get right up close. Eklektoi, nominee, plural, masculine, of, it means the one that was for eklektos. Okay, go eklektos down here to eklektos, eklekte, eklekton. It's a form of eklego. Oh, that takes us back up to the original verb. It's not kaleo, but rather eklego. To pick out, to choose, of which one form is exalexito, as we have said, or eklegomai, or exalexamen, to choose and select, or exalexito, as I've already spent so much time on. So we now know, as I told you earlier, having traced it for the skeptics, that the two verbs are different. Many are called is from the verb kaleo, but few are chosen is from the word eklego. Kaleo is from the root or stem to call. Eklego is from the root or stem leg, which means to choose or pick, and ek making it a compound verb, eklego. The same word that we have taught you on in Ephesians 1, that he chose us out from among. These are two different words. Now, I'm doing this because we're going to see the same thing start to happen in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, my goodness, I need this book again. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, Ephesians 4. That's where we were, wasn't it, in the previous half hour? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is it too late for you?
No, sir.
Here we are. Ephesians chapter 4. Ego, I, hodesmios, the prisoner, in, not to, in, kurio, the Lord, axios, which is worthily walking, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthily. Will you change it? Let me show you the difference between worthy and worthily. Can you see close enough in the Greek to see the long O here, axios? Let me go to the book of Revelation where worthy is the Lamb. Axion. See the difference? And in the fourth chapter, they sing, "Thou art worthy," the same. And we're talking about an adverb rather than an adjective. You may think, well, that's a slight change. Well, how big a change is it to spell a word W-O-R-T-H-Y or W-O-R-T-H-I-L-Y? Not much change, is it? For half-blind man, you wouldn't know the difference. But it's worthily. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthily of the vocation. Where'd he get that? The word is kleseos. That ye walk worthily of the... what they translate vocation is kleseos, calling. That's what the word is. Strike out the word vocation. Walk worthily. Strike out the word worthy. It's worthily. You walk worthily of the calling wherewith, haste, ye are called out. Ek lethete. The English doesn't like to use the same word twice. So they have to put in vocation. Stay with the Greek here. It's the same word, only compounded with ek. Walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are outcalled. I'm going to show you something again. Get all these books again. Are you ready? Let's look up. Write the word down with English letters in your Bible. That you walk worthy of the calling is K-L-E with a long, it's the long E, so put a line above it for a close English approximation. K-L-E-S-E, long O-S. Klesaos. Let's see if we can find that in here. Klesaos. Klesaos. Here we are. Look at there. All these hundreds of years, they've been able to locate every single word in the New Testament. Klesaos. Right there it is. Klesaos. Genitive singular of klesis. Okay, well then we'll go down to klesis. Klesis, various forms, klesis, klesaos, klesai. It's a form of the verb kaleo. Not eklego, which this is the distinction that we're drawing here. God chose you, the word being the root from which we get logos, word of God, the word from which we get the root together or to pick out. And the word that is chosen by Paul to describe God's act before the worlds were formed was to pick us out from among all others for himself, the chosen. In Matthew, many are called, kaleo. Few are chosen, eklego. Different verbs. You following me? In this case, we haven't got to eklego. We are to walk worthily of the calling. Not even to the chosen state yet. You following the subtlety of what I'm doing? Walk worthily of the calling wherewith you are outcalled. Well, maybe that's the same one. Let's see. Maybe that gets me to the chosen. Ek. Ek. Lethete, let's write the English letters down. E-K-L-E, long A, long E. T-H, long E, T-E. Eklete. Let's see if we can find that. Eklete. Eklete. Well, there it is. Can you believe that? Eklete. There it is. E-K-L, long E. T-H, long E-T-E. Second person plural, aorist or past. First indicative, passive. It means it comes from the verb above, kaleo. Same verb. We're still at the calling stage. We haven't got to the chosen yet. Isn't that awful? And yet Paul's laying a trip on us at the call stage. Not even at the chosen stage. I got a trip laid on me. Walk worthily of the calling wherewith I was called out. Damn it. I don't have to do anything. Particularly until I was chosen. Got a little bit of fool around time in between the call and the choosing. I mean, he's wiped out this business of waiting to be called. I mean, man, you better not say no to God. If he chooses you and calls you and the Spirit bears the witness and the hound of heaven is working on you, and for some strange reason you're listening to something at this hour of the night or day that you never believed in your furthest imagination you would be listening to, but something has made you interested in it, and that's the Holy Spirit. No man cometh to the Father save the Spirit drawing. And already, before you even know you're chosen, you got a trip laid on you. Walk worthily of the calling wherewith you were called out.
Please go to the next tape.